The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to Radio's Most Challenging Hour, the Word of Prophecy broadcast, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you to a true prophetic message straight from the scriptures of your Holy Bible with true prophetic revelations from the Holy Ghost that concur with Bible prophecy. And if you haven't heard this true, no-nonsense gospel broadcast before, you'll discern quickly that this is not a typical religious talk show. Well, I pray today the Lord will truly give you ears to hear this true prophetic message out of your Holy Bible sent in Holy Ghost anointing. I continue the message today entitled, Our Sick Society. I've been on this for a number of days, and I continue today in your Bible on, as I say, the message is entitled, Our Sick Society, and the text found in your Holy Bible out of the scriptures of the New Testament is 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, beginning in verse 1. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Ladies and gentlemen, that's now, and God has forewarned us through the apostle of Jesus Christ that in the last days in this generation, dangerous or perilous times would come. Then he tells us the reason why. Men will love their own selves. They'll be boasters, they'll be proud, they'll be disobedient to parents, they'll be unthankful. People will be without natural affection. They'll be incontinent, that's lacking in self-control. They'll be traitors, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. And here is a sad commentary to this great prophetic forecast. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Well, that sounds like the church of today and our old, sick, and very corrupt society. And I pray the Lord will give you ears to hear as we continue this message that gives us in great detail the condition of this great country of ours that we're members of because of our depravity and dissoluteness and rebellion against the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, our society is very sick, but I don't divorce myself or try to disengage myself from the responsibility I have to make our nation a better nation. I'm like, one of the great patriotic, God-fearing forefathers of ours that lived back in the beginning of this republic when our nation was being established. His name was Edward Everett Hale. And he said, quote, I'm only one man, but I am one man. I can't do everything, but I can do something. And what I can do, I ought to do. And what I ought to do, by the grace of God, I will do. Unquote. I feel the very same way, and I am a patriotic American. Praise God. I served in the U.S. Army during World War II, and I've been patriotic about everything that I have had the opportunity to show my patriotism in supporting our nation. Praise God. There's a lot of things I don't agree with, but you still have to support your country as long as it don't involve us into some form of immorality or being dishonest. And I thank God at least we have patriotic, God-fearing forefathers that we can revere in our memories and then pray that God will certainly somehow turn us back to divine favor by raising up patriotic leaders, God-fearing men and women, to run our government here in this end time, which we don't have now. Well, our nation was founded by our God-fearing forefathers like Edward Everett Hale, Patrick Henry, George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, and such men. And did you ever wonder what happened to those men who signed the Declaration of Independence? Now, the reason I'm saying this is because our nation is sick because we've turned away from the faith of our fathers who established this nation. And ladies and gentlemen, they use this old book that I hold in my hand here as I'm preparing this radio message called Your Holy Bible. It was where they drew their inspiration from when they wrote the Declaration of Independence and when they wrote the Constitution of this great republic. They drew their inspiration and much of the contents of those great documents from the Holy Bible. Well, here's what happened. Five signers were captured and tried as traitors by the British and were tortured before they died. 12 that had their homes ransacked and burned. 2 lost their sons in the Revolutionary Army. Another had 2 sons captured and were treated as traitors. 9 of the 56, there were 56 of these valiant, stalwart, God-fearing men who signed that Declaration of Independence, 9 of them fought and died from wounds of the hardship of the Revolutionary War. What kind of men were they? 24 were lawyers and jurists, 11 were merchants, 9 were farmers and large plantation owners, and they were men of means and well-educated. But they signed the Declaration of Independence knowing full well the penalty would be death if they were captured. They signed, and here was their pledge. They pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. And ladies and gentlemen, if we could get back some leaders in this nation here in this end time like that, we could heal some of these wounds and bruises and putrefying sores that the prophet of God forecast would not be bound up nor mollified with ointment here in this end time, that the whole head would be sick and the whole heart would be faint. God built this nation. That is a profound revelation that we ought to consider and not believe everybody that's out here hollering and screaming and writing in the media that we're a post-Christian nation. God built this nation, and we're going to answer to God for our depravity, our dissoluteness, and our rebellion against God's word. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not going to be Russia or some foreign missiles that's going to judge this nation. God's going to judge us very severely by his four sword judgments, and it's not going to be total annihilation. God has built this nation, and God is going to judge this nation and chasten many people back to old-fashioned repentance and turning back to the Lord and not going on and not accepting their responsibility to take some form and some part in the restoration and the turning back of this nation to God. The Bible says in Ezekiel, that's over in the Old Testament, but it's very true in Ezekiel 22 and verse 30. And I hope that you'll hearken to this because God is still the same today. He says in the 22nd chapter of Ezekiel, verse 30, God said, I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land that I should find, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Therefore, I poured out my indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their heads, saith the Lord God. God, back in the days of the prophets, he had such problems as he has with America today. America that's rebelled against her. America's rebelled against her God, just like Israel did, that old church of old, back there in the days of the prophets of the Old Testament. And God, well, sometime he got pretty rough with that nation and with that church. But ladies and gentlemen, we're living in the end time now. Our days are going to be like Noah's day, but there's not going to be a judgment of total annihilation. We know that we're sick. America is a sick society. And to take for an example, a great American clergyman was visiting in Scotland a few years ago. And he paid a call upon the shepherd of the world's largest flock of sheep in that nation. His first question to that shepherd was, do sheep always follow their true shepherd and no one else? The shepherd replied, sheep always follow their true shepherd and there is only one exception to the rule, and this is it. Six sheep will follow anyone. What an amazing revelation. No wonder false prophets are having such success and a heyday here in this nation of ours, for most of God's people are sick, and they follow anyone. He was kind of an old homespun philosopher back in the 30s, Will Rogers, the 20s and 30s. And Will Rogers said in his day, he says, quote, take a sob story and a stick of candy and you can lead Americans into the Dead Sea. That's what preachers are doing and politicians are doing here in this nation of ours, when we ought to be listening to the Word of God instead of listening to these old false prophets and phony preachers and all of these old politicians that have strayed away from the God of the Bible, which established this nation through our patriotic and God-fearing forefathers. We ought to have a president like the first president, George Washington, who said, quote, it is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible, unquote. The 16th president of these United States, President Abraham Lincoln, said in his lifetime, quote, I believe the Bible is the best gift God has ever given to man, unquote. Well, we've had one even more recent than that that got down and buried his soul before his countrymen, and we ought to have a president like that. And that was President Reagan, the 40th, I believe he was the 40th president, when he was in office in February the 25th, 1984, said, quote, the First Amendment was written to our Constitution not to protect the people from religion, but to protect religion from government tyranny. I firmly believe religion prospers, or I firmly believe freedom prospers when religion is vibrant and the law of God is acknowledged, unquote. Isn't that something, have presidents like that? And like old Daniel Webster, oh Lord, who got up and made a great speech before the Constitutional Convention and says, if we adhere to the principles here that's written in the Bible, God will prosper this nation. But if we and our posterity depart from it, who knows? At some moment later in history, a great catastrophe will befall us and bury our glory in profound obscurity, unquote. Ladies and gentlemen, there were giants in this land, and our society has never been sick with the death rattles like it has in this generation of ours. And it takes a lot of courage for men to stand up against all this creeping paralysis of these humanists and these old, these degenerates and dissolute ones out here, rebels against the Word of God. It takes a lot of courage to seek to find and proclaim the truth, for the world we're living in is more ready to believe falsehood and a lie than it is to believe the truth. But Jesus said in John 8:32, you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. And he said in John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth, praying to his Father. And Jesus did not come into this world to translate an army of captive slaves of sin to heaven. He came to liberate the slaves to sin and the devil and deliver them out of their sins and from its deadly consequences. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, before our nation gets any sicker, I pray that you'll deal with many hearts and convict them of their sins, that they'll return to you in old-fashioned repentance. We ask in Jesus' name and amen. This is Brother Ray Pringle. My mailing address is Word of Prophecy Fellowship, P.O. Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. My time's about gone, and I pray that God will deal with your hearts as I'm beginning to leave the air, that he'll deal with you, that you'll stand with me and help my voice to stay strong by sending me a generous offering toward the support of this ministry and fellowship. Hope you'll write me this week to Brother Ray Pringle, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. And may God grip your hearts in this message until our next broadcast is my prayer for you.